This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I am the host of the Vintage Homeschool Moms, and I invite you to join me at noon Eastern Time each week. You know, we're all busy. We're at home executives. We run a household. We manage our children. And we must find time to spend with our spouse. Or maybe you're a single homeschool work-at-home mom. Now, add to the mix a few pets, maybe a dog, a cat, and of course the proverbial goldfish or turtle, and homeschooling each day. And I can say that we're probably all on the edge more days than we're willing to admit. They say that the easiest path of resistance is to go with the flow. But in this show, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to take that narrow path. Let's face it, homeschooling can be joyful, but if we're honest, it can be stressful, especially if you make even a quarter of the mistakes I've made along the way. You know, as a homeschool mom, I had two children that I was homeschooling in an idyllic situation. We lived on a couple of acres, our land flooded, so we had the joy of aquatic animals swimming in our driveway and different things. So basically, my yard was a virtual science lab. And so we happily homeschooled for many years. I just kicked back and we delved into unit studies and creation studies, and things were going really well. You know, it was a joyful time for me, and yet I was making a lot of mistakes in choosing homeschool curriculum that was frustrating to myself and my children, and, you know, doing some things that I felt at the time were very necessary, but they were overkill. I'm going to share things like, your kids do not need to do every social event that comes up. No, you do not have to go on every field trip because you think they're missing out because of socialization. Those are the kinds of things we're going to be talking about, and maybe you already know this, so you're way ahead of the game than I was. In life, it takes strange turns, and in my late 30s, I had my third child, and at this time, I had a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old that I was homeschooling. So I was adding a toddler into the mix, and with this little baby came so much new growth in my life, and I had to juggle. I had started a publishing business called Media Angels right before Nicholas was born, and there were just so many things happening at the same time. So I was visiting a friend of mine, and I had the three children with me, and I walked into her house, and when I did, I was holding the baby, and I looked at her, and I said, oh no, I forgot my diaper bag. And she looked at me and said, how could you forget your diaper bag? You know, this is a mom of many who had it a lot more together than I did. And I looked at her and I said, but look, I remembered the baby. And truthfully, that day, I sincerely meant that. I had the baby with me and the diaper bag was superfluous. You know, there are so many things that can happen in life and they can bog us down. And I want to share with you some things that are going to make homeschooling easy. And that's what this show is all about. Vintage Homeschool Moms is not about getting it perfect. It's about getting it. The real purpose of homeschooling for you and your family. And you know what? That real purpose of homeschooling may not be the same for your family as it is for mine. Each family has its own, you know, flavor, its own rhythm, what works for them. And I think so many times we try to do one size fits all, or we try to emulate the Joneses down the street who have it all together or who appear to have it all together. I've met so many different kinds and types of homeschoolers that if we put everyone in the room and we go around the room, they would each share the difference in their homeschooling styles. Well, in Vintage Homeschool Moms, I'm going to be bringing on some guests. I'm going to be bringing guests that have some years of experience, that have some wisdom to share with you. This is a melding of the past and the future generations. I want to leave a legacy, and I'm sure you do too. You know, homeschooling is a lot of work. Why homeschool if the end result is not going to be at least a tiny bit of what you had hoped and dreamed? I have two adult children that I homeschooled K through 12, and now I'm finishing up with the next three that the Lord has blessed me with. So with these five kids, I have learned so many things from the Lord, so many things that I don't think I could have ever learned if I had not stopped and prayed. So many times each day, it's stop, drop to your knees, and pray to the Lord to help us get through each day. There are those joyful times, and there are those times where everything seems to come together. But just like that perfect picture where everybody is smiling, and 2 seconds before you were saying to the kids, you know, please look, please smile, quit nudging your brother and everything else that's going on behind the scenes to get that perfect shot. Well, I just want you to know this is a place to come, to relax, to not achieve perfection. I know I'm talking to some of you that are perfectionists, and nothing less than that will make you happy. But what is the ultimate goal? And that's what I want you to look at. I'm not an expert in every field, and I don't pretend to be. I'm bringing on a lot of friends that are going to be helping us in the areas especially where I'm lacking. So I hope you join us weekly and bring a friend. Best of all, grab the RSS feed, download a podcast reader, read us on your phone, take us with you, whatever you do, and please join us weekly. Again, noon Eastern for the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. I hope to see you there. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.